but the world still needed competent human surgeons, and she was part of the most elite surgical fellowship program in the country. So Dr. Richard Atkins expected her to perform her role flawlessly, if not now, then certainly before graduating. Okay, I am slowing down, being more careful. I got this. She had already cut the prostate loose and bagged it for removal. It looked like a brown golf ball of tissue resting in a small fishing net. Monica was moving more methodically, trying not to raise the ire of her boss and mentor, Dr. Richard Atkins, any more than she already had. His opinions and evaluations of her performance would determine her surgical future. It would mean the difference between a job in a leading New York City hospital or one in rural Iowa. She did not know what towns were in Iowa, but she was pretty sure she did not want to be relegated to any of them. Monica had come to Miami following medical school in Atlanta and a residency in Arlington, Virginia. She was much more comfortable in a city than in a cornfield. She had not done all this work to practice medicine in a cornfield. The larger the hospital, the more patients she could help. More patients meant fewer little girls with broken hearts and no fathers to hold them. She said to herself, "Control your breathing, control your thinking, control your performance." Her yoga instructor always said that good performance began with good breathing. Center your breath, calm your mind. Atkins continued to comment, "Okay, that's better. Now let's work on the rest of the anastomosis. This time with better technique. We can always have the robot do it automatically, but that will do nothing for your skills." He was usually critical like this. It was his normal behavior with all the surgical fellows. Monica brought the newly severed neck of the bladder down to meet the open end of the urethra. She was closing the gap where the prostate had been moments before she had removed it. The prostate sat between the bladder and the urethra, which then ran down through the penis, delivering both urine and semen, depending on the man's interests. She could feel the resistance of the tissue as she pulled the two pieces together. Atkins always made it look effortless, but you were stretching resilient human tissue to fill a 4-millimeter gap. That tissue may be soft, but it was not very elastic. Anastomosis was one of the most difficult parts of the procedure. It was like sewing two ends of a garden hose together. The ends had to meet perfectly and be pulled snug so they were watertight when healed. To accomplish this, the needle had to be inserted through the inside of one end of the hose, come out, and then go in and out again at the other end. If you did this well 8 times around the ring of the hose, you were likely to get a good seal. If you messed up even one of those stitches, you might close the urethra and shut off the flow of urine. Then you had to start over again with tissue that had puncture holes in it. "Damn, this is tricky," Monica muttered. As she completed each stitch, the working space for the next one became smaller. At this point, Atkins piped up again. "Nurse, can you run the catheter down the urethra? I think our young fellow has just sewed the channel closed." "Yes, sir," came the response from beside the OR table, after a moment. "The channel is clear, but it's a tight fit." "Monica, clip the last stitch out and try again. It is too tight for a good flow, and when it heals, the scar tissue could close it down entirely." "Okay, I am clipping it, dropping the suture pieces into the refuse bag, going at it again." She repeated the stitch. "Looking better. Mr. Brown might survive this procedure after all. Still do everything he was built to do." The surgical procedure continued along these lines for another hour. Monica worked intensely. Atkins criticized constantly. Eventually, everything inside was done to his satisfaction. Finally, he said, "Nurse, can you close this up? I think Dr. Gray has worn herself out by now." Wanting to finish the entire procedure, Monica spoke up. "I am happy to do the closure, too." She did not want to let this man down, or his family. Atkins' response, "No need for that. We have a great team to take care of those details. During the review, you and I are just going to focus on the anastomosis. You got there eventually, but it was a long and painful journey." "Not painful for Mr. Brown, he won't feel a thing. But it was painful for me to watch." "Yes, sir." After an excruciating review that highlighted every little mistake she had made, Monica thought for the 100th time that this fellowship was more emotionally exhausting than it was physically exhausting. She could sleep off the physical effects, but the emotional abuse stayed with you a lot longer.